Rishon Mitayim Estaf Yud Aleph. So the Gemara begins to discuss when you daven the tefillah part of a yom tainus that you make for a tainus yachid or a tainus seber, and you say special tefillos along with the tainus, as we explained yesterday. What are the tefillos that we say, and where do we say them, and where do we insert them? The special tefillos, etc. So the Gemara discusses. Gemara says, "Of Zera b'Shem Amiyamiya, Yaakov b'Tainus Seber, Torah Askim in Amara, Yaakov that's davening in a Tainus Seber." So he has to mention Main Amara. He has to mention the day, the tefillah negated to the day, which is the day, which means the day of the fast day, the day of the Tainus. He has to put into Shemoneh Esrei the tefillah that we say Main Amara. At every tefillah's tainus that we say at every tainus, which is the tefillah of Aneinu, that we say this in every Shemoneh Esrei, we put it into the Shemoneh Esrei, and the same thing, even a Yochid has to do that as well. Break the Mohi Kamam, what do we say? Which part of Shemoneh Esrei do we put it in? We have Machlokes. Some say put it between Rafi Yisrael and Go Yisrael Rafi Chaylam. And Ma'awim, and what does he say? And between these two brachas, and the Torah Neda explains, why between these two brachas? Kivin the Tainus Sibu, Afa Yochid Oimra, the Yechidim a Tainus Sibu Kitzibin. A Yochid, a Tainus Sibu is like a Sibu. And therefore, if he's davening by himself, because it's not a personal Tainus, it's a Tainus Sibu, he davens like the Sibu does. And he says it between the two brachas of Goyal Yisrael and Reifei Chardim, is where you put it in. The Gemara said that you put it in like between these two brachas. It says, the Imayim, what does he say? What's the Tefillah? You say it, Anenu, answer us in this time, this period. We're in a very big tzara. I'll test it for now. Don't turn away from us. I'm not going to say no. Turn away our tefillos. And the Pasuk says, we say in the Pasuk in Tehillim, that he cried out to Hashem in their bitterness and their distress. And Baruch Atah Hashem, Oyin Ebed Sarah. We say, we place him with a bracha, that we say, Oyin Ebed Sarah. That we say, because Baruch Hashem, answer us, Beit Sarah. This is the bracha, Aneinu, that we say, and even the Yochid says this, on Mein Amara and Atanis Sira. That's one opinion. Yana B'Shem Shemol, Shem Beis Yanai, disagrees and says, Eilma B'Shem, you don't say it here, but you say it B'Shemay Tefillah. That's where you say it. You put in Shemay Tefillah, which is a bracha for all requests. It says the Kavanah Eidah, Shemei Tefillah. What is he arguing about? So it says the Korban Eidah of Achi Polig of Yanai Polig Rav Zera. He owes Yochid Tefillah B'Tana Tzira. Ainu Maskiro Shemei only by Shemei Tefillah. You don't mention this, but you don't say it like the Tzira Shiel before the bracha before the bracha that we say can go the Reife like the Shiel Tzibur in a time of Tzibur. Yochid also has the same thing of a Tzibur. Yochid says no. You don't give a bracha by itself. You do it in Shemei Tefillah, where we add on all the Shemei Tefillah, where we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to listen to our tefillahs. This is what we're doing now also. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to listen to our tefillah in this day of Tzara. So this is Machlokes. Two-way Machlokes comes to Gemara. It's a third opinion. Yonim Shem Rav. I feel Yochid Shagaz Al-Atzmo, even though Yochid who does a Tainus Yochid, Tzarech Yastol, Shemei Nainini, he has said as well. I mean, not a Tainus Seber, that he's davening the Yechidus, but rather, it's a Tainus Yochid. He's doing his own Tainus. A Tainus Yochid. A Tainus Yochid also has to say Aneinu as well. Pate Meichna, what does he say? A Tainus person says in his tefillah, and he's saying it's a Tainus Yochid, a personal Tainus. And he's saying his tefillah, where does he say? Where does he, which shita does he have? Where does he put it in? But the Gemara, he says it in the day, we say it Shabbos night, just like a Shabbos we say at night, at Friday night and day. And it was also said at night, but Meir Ben said during the day, we say it both. Says the Kormanei, the shame Shem, Mechilu, Betul, Lavish, we say at Shabbos, whatever we say at Shabbos at night, we say Shabbos during the day. And Tanis also starts at night. So we start, you say it's Tefillah at Meir, and we say it's Min Shakos and Minka. It should be the same format. We say all three Tefillahs. So the Gemara says, this machlik is when we say Rabbi Yonah, I know the big degose. I didn't clarify. I had not clarified for sure in Bahadid Rabbi Yemiya, with Allah is like Rabbi Yemiya, who say you say between Goy Yisrael and Reifei Yisrael, or Akadari Yan Rashani, with like Rabbi Yonah, say you do it in Shemayat Tefillah. I wasn't able to know Mavarad Allah Kalamaisa as to who we paskin. Sakla Sidra, whoever went to the Beis Medrash, went to the Beis Medrash, and there, says the Beis Medrash, says the Kohen Eda, I went to the Sidra, the Nikla Beis Medrash, place with Mesadran Halakas, where they set aside the Halakas, and they said there, Afilu, Yosha Gazal Atzmo, and Shemir Zemek Anirmi, my Rab, even this third sheet, even Yamei Maura, even in Tfilas Yokad, even in a Tainas Yokad, you have to say it. Even a Tainas Yokad has to say Me'en Maura, like the Tzibur. So the Gemara says, Rav Yosef, you heard Rav Yosef Shal, and he had a kasha. I possibly, we have a price, so we have two different opinions. Hoyom is proud of the Meshmona Esrei. Every day a person davens Shemona Esrei, daven 18 brachas, and Matzei Shabbos, and on Matzei Shabbos, Rav Yosef Yom Kippurim, Matzei Tainas Tzibur. You say it a Matzei Tainas. So we see a name, we recite a Ma'ariv as well, even on a public fast day. Bryce says only 18. How do you have 18? Yes, you have 19. Because this is, see, you see, sometimes you add one. You add a nini, which is an extra bracha that you say even on a tiny yachid. So it's not Shemona Esrei, it's Tisha Esrei. At certain times, you add the extra one. You have a tiny seber. So therefore, you see, you add it on. So the Gemara says, so when the Gemara comes out, really, no. And the Konami, Yona, the kasha you had on Rav is Taka Kasha. We don't say it. At night, we don't hear it. We don't say it by Tainus Yachid. What's it about Yosef Messi? But the man Bryce argues whether we say 18 or still like same kasha, we say 18 or 19. How many Yisrael being only Yisrael if you heard them? You can say it between those two brachas. Mela, therefore, it's really 18 because you're really saying it part of those brachas. You're not saying it into here. In other words, you're putting it together with the other two. Therefore, it's not really yet another bracha. Therefore, it remains the 18. So the answer is the kasha. However, we pass in that we say that Tzibur says it, B'Shomer Tfila, says the Kohen Eda. We paskin Halakha, Yitzusav Haidin Halakha, Alam Yafim Matisha, so that's it, even Matisha. So if we do is, we say it before Ein on the day. That's how we do it on the day of Shomer Tfila, is where we say it because this is the day where Miyakid it, Miyakidi for that Shemaya Tfila Bracha. We don't want to add on another Bracha, so we add on as part of Shemaya Tfila, so it doesn't become 19 Brachas, it's really 18 Brachas, and it answers the Kasha that we thought, that how do you say Shemona Esrei when it's really more? That's one way. The others, the Mepharshim give a different Mahalkim to explain this Gemara, to explain what the Gemara's Maskane is, but that is the way that some of the Mepharshim learn, that's how we add it on. We add it on to percussion that tefillah, and therefore it's not part of the avodah. It's not a separate bracha by itself. So, the Gemara, if they say halakha by tefillah tzibur, who wants to know what about Tisha B'Av itself? What do we do with Tisha B'Av? We also add something from Ein Amar for Tisha B'Av. Bracha b'Yitzav b'Shem Avkuna Yitzi Parit. Yachid b'Tisha B'Av. We ask him, we also have to. You have to say Yachid that's davening on Tisha B'Av has to also add on Shemoneh Esrei a special tefillah for a special bracha, which we know is the bracha of Menachem. We had a bracha as well. It's like, Mama, what's the bracha? You say, Rabbi, don't get Mecha, Rabbi, because I can eat no one. Well, I'll and as soon as Biyad Zorim, my Rusa, Abedizin, trampled upon by the destroyers. Yalu, Uli, Gnos, and the legions dominated, swallowed it up. Yalu, Oyde, Absulim, and the Oyde, Absulim, the Goy, and Moti, Avadazor, Umavaze, Machalel, the Mokam, Mikdosh, the Machalel, putting in a vote of Zohar in the Mikdash, you gave it to the offspring, Yerusha of Yeshurin, you gave it to them, again, for Klai Yisrael, as a Yerusha, you see, destroyed it with fire, the fire will destroy the base of Mikdash, in time of the destruction, and the most eventually going to be destroyed, going to be rebuilt with fire, Shema, says the Pasuk in Zechariah, a wall of fire will surround it. Hashem will be in that wall of fire, and that's where the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. That's the Nevuah for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Messiah said, but we see that it will be in such a way. So Lamaisa, we see it is another bracha, another tefillah that we had on during this thing. We had on Tisha B'Av, we had on this tefillah. But I thought we would say, we said, this is another tefillah we had on. But again, it's not a separate bracha. It's part of the original bracha. But say we add it on together. That's not a separate bracha to create the problem that we had before of 18 versus 19 versus 18. Where do you put this? Where do you say Menachem? Where do you say this tefillah? Hey, Mama, what do you say? Amar Ali, I die in Alta, so you're still unsure about this. Anything you come to say, like Abedi Avoda, anything that's like a tefillah, and the past you say, like Abedi Abrach Avoda. So, mainly, since Tisha B'Av is one of the Mitzap and the Yeshua for the Geula, mainly you say it in the bracha of Ritzei, because that's the theme of it. The theme of it is we say it in the bracha of where it's talking about the avoda. It's talking about where it's the avoda. That's where we include it. And mele, therefore, that bracha would be said as well about doya. But it's love in the past. The filo doya, you talk about the doya and modim. Otherwise, you talk about it should be considered by avodim, by Ritzei. And so we add on this brother, this filo of Menachem. That we say on Dafka on Tisha B'Av. So Gemara says, what do we have to remember? How do we remember? Says Ama, Noisei Nadaya. We have a bright set to remind us this. A person gives thanks for the past, and you cry out for the future. So mainly the Mishnah said, Gabe, idea for the past, things we do when we talk about Hoda, in the Brach of Modim. But those in the future, those in Tefillah, so to speak, there we say, as a Tchina, as an Asad Lava, we see it in the Tefillah, that we say Shemaya Tefillah, in the area where we talk about, or Ba'avoida, we talk about it, that it should be for the future, for the tefillah that we have. So the Gemara, Halakha, we see Shemoneh Esrei, we see the Halakha that we don't add on the every day. Only Gemara says, certain times, you don't have to say Shemoneh Esrei every time, but you can say sometimes, you can say a shorter version of Shemoneh Esrei. You don't have to, what's the main mechas? Gemara says, when do we do that? What is the problem saying in Avij, Me'ein, not Shemoneh Esrei, but an Ein, a Kitzadik Shemoneh Esrei, a shorter version of it? When do we do that? When do we have that? So the Gemara says, the bridge one is each and every bracha we have to say. We don't cut down the bracha, which means we say all the 12 brachas, we say it just with a concluded, say bracha to Hashem. We don't say the whole bracha itself. We have to cut it back. We have to make it a shorter version. So we keep the end of the chasim of the bracha, but we cut out the middle. You say the beginning of the bracha, not the end, but the beginning. They don't say bracha to Hashem, but you say refeinu, zlachlanu, etc. So therefore, the 12 brachas are put into one bracha altogether, one bracha of a single bracha that's put in together by all of these. Zuck the Gemara. That's what the Kabbalah explains the Gemara. Reshka, the main Yeshiva man Yuchas is six about the first three, the last three, and in the middle we put together. Therefore, Chosim Ulan Shemayat Tefila. So that's seven brachas altogether. So the Gemara, what do we get if it's only Alav Sheva? Some say we have Alav Sheva. What do we get that Sheva is considered a bridge version of the 18? And some say Shmona, as we mentioned. Some say, no, you have to have the full 18. Manya Mishvat says 7 is good enough. That's Mesadis from the writer Shmuel, who says that you only say the beginning, you can condense the middle one. You say the first three and the last three, the middle one you condense into one bracha. Manya Mishvat said, no, it's 18 is 18. Sala Rav, the Kula Rav, who says that no, that you have to go ahead. You say all of them, but you have it in a condensed version of it, but you say all 12 brachas in the middle, all 12, with the ones that come before and after, that's 18, the 3 and the 4 and the 3, the 3 before and the 3 after, that's a total of 15, that's where you get it from. Which is the text of Shmuel's 7 brachas that are Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei? Where's the 7 that is Me'ein 18? When it says, Amalei, he said to him, Avinenu, give us understanding, say to Rabbeinu, that's in a bit of faith, Slachlan Agalenu, forgive us faith, and I have a full book, so give us our years. These are all the brachas that are said by Kitzer, but are said in the beginning, and each of them are part of the Hagdoma to be able to get this high season. But tomorrow, they are part of the Hagdoma, Moshek Shamim, because Moshek Shamim, Amalei Gishma, you say bracha, Gishma bracha, and my talent, it was Talim, if it was due, Amalei Talim bracha, say it should be on the Kedus of the bracha of the Talim. So you include them into the bracha that Yerusha gave you, not to show that you're not considered, you're not appreciated and thankful to get these. If you can go ahead and have a way to condense it, a way to explain it, Moshe says that would be fine. If not, that we add the whole thing based upon these two. So you want to say, Mavzan Kaz, when you go ahead and you gather together, you want to go with those who are stray upon you, Asham Tisha, now the wicked, those are evil on your hand, seems called Kasi Bav, all those trust you, got joys, but Vinyan Erak, the Lish face, Mitzaka, Peterim Nikra, Tarsanim, for your answer we will call, Kama, Tem Nikra, Diana, Dabi Vayne Yashma, Yach Hashem Shemea, Tchil Tunai, a different Lashon, but a similar idea, say, Baruch, they be the Dakhna, baby, the bridge version of the Tfilah, Baruch Shemea Tfilah. You say the first three, the last three, and the middle ones you go, and you just absorb them together. You say them in one, but you don't say separate brachos of them, because you don't have a bracha before and after, only these two, Therefore, you follow this seder of the Mishnah, and it would be considered, immediately considered that it's an economy, that would be considered part of what you are able to take, what you're able not to give, what you're able to go at it, and be part of what's going on over there. That's only the things that stay longer that you're able to go. You're getting out of the two brachos that we have in the beginning, that stays with you. That's the brachos that we continue with. That is what the Mishnah says, is the brachos, how we divide up the two brachos. We'll stop over here.